Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And we're going to the lines, and we have a number of people on the line. Do not hang up. I will take you in order. We're going to start with Chris of Poinette. Chris, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today?
Hello?
Yeah, Chris, Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn Direct. Oh, thanks for calling in, my friend. What's on your mind today?
Sorry, Matt. Well, in regards to your Fisker discussion earlier, Fisker's claim to fame is scissors. No, look it up. They're headquartered in Madison.
Is that the same Fisker, you think? Maybe it is.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing about Foxconn is, I am so tired about these guys coming in and holding up the bank. Every, couple of years, they stuck it to Walker. Walker didn't know what he was doing. His donors wanted it. Trump wanted it. He caved in. All he wanted was an appearance of job creation to get him through the election. It didn't work. And then Foxconn kept doing a dance. They kept saying, oh, well, we're going to do coffee makers and small screens, maybe not large screens, maybe electric cars, maybe we'll be a consulting thing, blah, blah, blah. All the while, Mount Pleasant and Racine are pouring money in. They're pouring money in. Finally,
hey, can I make a?
We have a Democrat and he shuts it down. But instead of suing them for breach of contract and getting the $1 billion back that we've paid for this fraud, he goes, well, we're going to give them $80 million. And we're going to settle for that. Okay. I don't agree with that. But the fact of the matter is, it's better than billions. And now they're back again asking for money with Fisker. With Fisker?
Right.
Who's reported to have filed for bankruptcy in 2013 and laid off 75% of its employees. What, you're going to, oh, I don't want a Tesla. I don't think Elon Musk knows what he's going to do. I'm going to get an electric car from Fisker and Foxconn. Come on. Chris, that is excellent news. Thank you. Fisker, you say it's a scissors company. Is that it?
I believe so. Can I make a second point?
That's important information, Chris. Thanks a lot. Glad you called in. Calling again. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, I'm, reading about this. You're bringing up Florida, and that's kind of this Republican, Florida Republican Representative Brian Donalds. Apparently, he's hesitant about the vaccine, and he's, that even in the spite of his case, his state being confronted by the Delta variant. And I was doing a little bit of reading on him this morning. He's a Republican, he's a black Republican upholding conservative values. And I was digging a little bit further, and I see that his wife is, and he's opposed to, critical race theory because he criticizes that, worried about the scars of the past. And it's of interest to me that, I see that it looks like his wife is white, and that, the year before he was born was when Logan versus Virginia was issued that actually legalizing interracial marriage in this country, why should have been illegal in the first place is beyond me. But I mean that conservative values, oppose that. Conservative values still opposes to a large degree. You see that they've just barely accepted interracial marriage, and that he embraces, that it's, I have a hard time grasping that, not that somebody can, that a black person can embrace conservative values, but to embrace Donald Trump and the racism that he exudes, when he gets out, because that in private conversation that he objects to the misogyny that he would claim.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, and the truth of the matter is, you know, still waters run deep, and it's very, very hard to fathom how some people who have backgrounds in which they've suffered, in which they themselves have been subject to discrimination, can somehow embrace values that support that kind of discrimination against others. That's a profound psychological question. And it's not widespread, but there are people who are that way. And in my view, the way I handle that is, okay, I'll assess whatever anyone's saying on its merits, on its face. And if I disagree, I will. And I obviously disagree with people like that who will espouse, frankly, it's not really conservatism. I mean, it's not traditional conservatism. What it is some actually fairly toxic doctrines. And when it comes to things like, do you get vaccinated? Do you socially distance? Do you wear masks indoors? In California now, they have to wear masks indoors, even if they've been vaccinated. And I'll tell you something, I've been vaccinated. Got my first shot on middle of January and the second one first week in February, as soon as the 3 weeks was over. And I wear a mask indoors in large crowds, in stores and that kind of thing, just as a precaution. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? You don't have to do it outdoors, and probably indoors in small groups with everybody who's been vaccinated, you don't. But you know something? Let's stop the breeding ground for the Delta variant. Let's just stop it. Okay, thanks for those great calls. Okay, we're going to one of the key issues facing us now and in the news is Nancy Pelosi's special commission on investigating the January 6th insurrection. And over the weekend, she appointed Adam Kinzinger to the commission, along with Liz Cheney. She has appointed two people. She's appointed two people, two Republicans, as well as Democrats, as well as Democrats. So there are now two Republicans on there and seven Democrats. And these Republicans are well-respected, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. And they're not going to take a dive against the Republican Party, but they are going to get to the bottom of the insurrection. The commission starts this morning, right as I'm speaking, probably in an hour. Remember, they're an hour later there, so it's 8:13 out there. I assume they'll start shortly thereafter, whenever it is they gavel it convened. Kevin McCarthy is being pressured, increased pressure, from the right wing of the Republican Party to strip Kinzinger and strip Liz Cheney of their other committee assignments. Cheney is on an Armed Services Committee. Armed Services is a very prestigious, important, powerful committee. Kinzinger is on Energy and Commerce, a very powerful, important committee. And so the Freedom Caucus says, all right, strip them of that if they're going to take a Pelosi appointment. In other words, the Republicans, remember, 139 or 40 of them voted not to certify Joe Biden as president, even though Trump had lost the election by a wide margin. More than two-thirds of the Republican caucus voted essentially for a coup to attack our democracy, and Kevin McCarthy went along with it. He went along with it. And now the members of the Freedom Caucus are petitioning Elise Stefanik. Remember her? She's from New York State, Republican. She took Liz Cheney's place. They kicked Liz Cheney out of the number three position in the Republican leadership. They put in Elise Stefanik because she was supported by Trump. And she is simply a Trump acolyte, a Trump cultist, a Trump clone. And now they are petitioning her to convene the caucus because the technical job of the number three Republican is the caucus chairman. She can send out an email saying, come together and we're going to talk. Now, if she did that without clearing it with Kevin McCarthy and the number two, Steve Scalise, in the Republican caucus, at some point she's not going to last long. But that's the kind of pressure that they are putting on him. That's the kind of pressure they are putting on him. So McCarthy has taken an intermediate account. He's kept Stefanik back out of it. And now he is calling. Now, listen to this. Kevin McCarthy, the Republican minority leader, is calling Kinzinger and Cheney Pelosi Republicans. Well, first of all, that's false. Both of them are conservative Republicans, far more conservative than Donald Trump. Secondly, he's doing that to try to injure them in re-election attempts in their own districts. For those of you guys who are down in Beloit, Janesville area, Adam Kinzinger represents the Rockton area, Rockford, that area. Northern Illinois, right near the border. He's a good guy. Have a lot of respect for Adam Kinzinger, for what he's done. And that is what they're doing to set him up. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. You know, Trump has survived investigation after investigation, two impeachments, half, maybe not half his cabinet, but probably a third of it corrupt or under investigation for one thing or another. Pardoned a lot of them. Anyway, nothing seems to.
Well, we're coming up on a break in a little under a minute, and I will get back to you after the break and comment, but give me your main point.
Well, my main point is it seems like this guy is like Teflon, and I don't understand where the Republican Party stands behind this guy, and I don't understand why corporate America keeps giving Republicans money to try to get this guy reelected. Because
you hit the nail on the head, as always. I'm going to respond to that and feature you right after the break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.